your testimony is so powerful, and what God has done in your life. And all of us have a heart for God. We all want to serve. We all want to minister. We all want to see the great things of God happen in our life. You know, and we're not, like Nancy was saying, we're not in competition with one another. You know, we're on the same team. You know, God has filled us with His Spirit. We're His sons and we're His daughters. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, we've been running fellowship. When Nancy was sharing, just come to mind, we've been doing fellowship now 32 years. That's a lot of years, isn't it? You know, and with the kids being young all the way through, and we've had our challenges. We've had tough times, and we were under people telling us how we got to do things, and then we had our freedom and our liberty. We had challenges in the home, challenges with the kids. But do you know what? We never stopped doing the fellowship. And you know, I even on the day my mum fell asleep, you know, that was the Thursday, I still done the fellowship. You know, we buried her on the following Thursday or the Thursday after that, you know, and I still done a fellowship, because it's just something in my heart that I really want to serve God's people, and I don't want anything to hinder what God's got for my life, you know. And it's not that I didn't care about my mum or anything like that, you know, but God, it was just like God was saying, you can do this, you know, and I'm with you, and you got the hope of Christ's return, and, you know, don't sorrow as others have no hope. And it was a great comfort to me to actually do that, to be with the believers, you know, and God wants us to be together, and it's just what is the priorities in our life is. And we all love God, but there's things that go on, and we got other things that we got to do. But for me, it's always been, I want to really live for God. I really want to be a blessing. You know, and I've done things in my own strength at times. I've done things by following what other people have told me to do at times. And, you know, and I believe that I've grown a lot. You know, I've humbled myself, and Kim's humbled herself, that we really want to do the things that God is showing us to do. We would never stay in this if we didn't love people. You know, and if people didn't love us. And sometimes, you know, you think people don't love you, you know, because of some of the circumstances that can arise amongst different people or little fallouts. But we really do have to, you know, if we got that mind of Christ, if we're walking with God, then we will be forgiving. We will be loving. We will be encouraging other people. Your fellowship with the Father will reflect in your fellowship with the other people. You know, if you're really going to God and you're really looking to Him and you're asking Him to help you, you know, that intimacy with God will overflow into your life. And sometimes we can let our emotions get in the way or what other people say. We're to endeavour to keep that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You know, that unity is already there. And it's just by walking with the mind of Christ, you know, walking in that new man nature, and looking to serve, looking to give. You know, I can remember when we come out of a certain ministry and none of the believers in Bristol wanted to do anything. They were just too hurt, you know, we went through this, we're never going to go through that, being dictated to. And again, like my heart at the same time, I said, God, I really want to do something for you. I really want to keep moving. I want the fellowship. I need the fellowship with you and with other people. And so I continued to run our fellowship, love, didn't I? It was just me and Kim and the kids. And then my mum got involved. And then other people started to slowly join. And then it was through Christian Family Fellowship. I want to share this because it's good. This is my part of my testimony of my life, of how God has been working with us. And it was 1999, and we found out Kim was diagnosed with the cancer. I just got this fantastic job working for British Telecom, and it was an amazing paying job, and I had to give it up to look after her. And I didn't know what we were going to do, you know, and we just felt so lost. And I can remember, sorry, a little bit such. I can remember someone gave us a computer, and I didn't really know much about computers, and I found John Stroyer from Christian Family Fellowship. Now, I didn't know who John was, and I got in contact with him, and then he's just ministered God's peace to me. It was absolutely powerful. I told him what was going on, told him what was happening, and he just said, enjoy God's peace. Yeah, so, I'm pretty touched tonight. maybe I better not tell my story.
John's the one.
He was a fantastic guy, and the great thing was, he said to me, he was looking for people that were old way core people, leaders, you know. And he said to me, "Do you know Brendan McCann?" And I said, "Yes, I do know Brendan McCann. I work with him every day." And it was not just my need being met, but his need being met. And then from that, he came over from
America.
Yeah. And that was, they come over, and the great, and the funny thing was, our telephone had been cut off. We needed £300 to pay our telephone, and because I didn't have the job, because I had to give it up, they come over, and John come up to me, and he said, "God told me to give this to you," and it was the £300, and in fact, he gave me £310, and I went to give him £10 back. He said, "Don't be silly," he said, "just keep it," and so we paid our telephone bill, which was so important for us to pay. And they just come over and they encourage, they got all the believers come together then. They all come out of the woodwork to see who this John Schroyer was. And he sat down in front of everyone and he said, "You know, Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the one on the pedestal. There's no one here coming to tell you what to do. But we come here to encourage you." And they shared many wonderful things. And it was just such a great, great time with that man, and there was so much deliverance, and then people started to come back to the fellowship. And so he was an amazing man of God, absolutely fantastic man who walked with God, who walked by the Spirit of God, and he was loving, and he helped us, and you know, he helped us to get going, he helped us to get moving, he helped Jai from Bath to get moving and going as well, and other believers as well. And then you had some of your fake believers that would come along and pretending that they were something special, and then they kind of blew out very quickly. But, you know, so you see your fake people, you see your genuine-hearted people. And so, you know, the ones that are genuine will stick around, you know, because they love God and they love people. And, you know, and when we get into carnality, that's when we start looking, backbiting, talking about one another. So when people do that, it's because they are walking by the five senses. But we're not to look at people after the flesh, you know. So, you know, God is just amazing. He's a God of deliverance. And he really loves every one of you. And every one of your needs in your life will be met. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. And there's great men and women that walk by the Spirit of God. Just like Nancy says with Artie, he might be quiet. But, you know, he was at the right place at the right time. And God still works in him, whatever reason. 82, 102, you know, God is still at work in all of us. And it's all according to our faith as how far he can work. And so it's just really wonderful. Like, when I look at my walk with God, we've had times of great success, times of great growth. Then we've had people just go, they want to do their own thing. And then we've had fellowship grow again. And then it cuts back again, and then it grow again, and it's like a yo-yo. I'm like, my gosh, like, you know, we haven't changed anything that we do. We haven't really changed anything that we've done, have we, love? We open the doors, we love people, we encourage them, and from according to our understanding and what we understand, we want to give and serve and encourage, you know. So the things that are going to help a believer to be productive, the things that are going to help the believer to be healed or to be prosperous, and I know it's in the scripture and we understand it to be right, then we will encourage that. And then some people might not agree with it, or they do, but the truth is, you've got to do what God's working in your heart. And, you know, what is God working in your heart? You go ahead and do it. And, you know, if God wants me to be attached to what you're doing here, work that in my heart. And it's just like the Skype fellowship, you know, it's just kind of come together. We began it, and then God worked in Nancy's heart. Nancy's encouraged a lot of people to come to the Skype fellowship. That's the one body. We only met the Nancy once, didn't we, Nancy? You know, we've only met you once, but before,
yeah, and once on the phone.
Yeah,
while you were at the airport.
That was it, and then so it was God will provide everything that you need to do the work that he's called you to do, to be with the people that you need to be with. And, you know, when we went full-time, that was a new thing. Everyone here in Bristol, well, we need a minister that's ordained, and we need a full-time minister. And then Kim said, well, you know, that's great, Lawrence, you said, but no one supports us or anything. But God still put it in my heart to go full-time, and I did. And God has taken care of me. He's faithful. We've had people that have been faithfully supporting, then they drop off, stop for no reason. But it's because we look to God. And then God is the one that influences and touches the hearts, you know. So we know our source of supply is God. Not just for finance, but for energy, for strength, for connections with the right people. And, you know, Paul, he had great connections. God connected him with Barnabas and you know, and all these, Silla and Priscilla. Look how God connected the people together. Jesus, when he was walking, John and I think it was Andrew followed him. And then Peter was added. And then the tax. All these things, you know, come together. When we're walking in, doing what God wants us to do, he will bring everything that you need to be successful in what he's called you to do. And I've seen this time and time again, even before we was understanding about going full-time. God always met the needs. When we decided together, me and Kim, okay, we're going to do this. We don't know how we're going to do it, but God, we give this to you, and you show us what to do. And we make a decision, love, won't we? Yeah. We get peaceful with God, and then God would just start going to work. He really would go to work, and we used to look at each other with an open mouth. And I'm so thankful, because I tell you what, God is so faithful. We may screw up, we may say some wrong things, we may get some bad attitudes, but you know what? The love of God covereth a multitude of sins, and God forgives. We're forgiven in Christ. You know, and we just need to learn to forgive ourselves and others. And then you can truly move on. You can free yourself from the burden of emotions and all these carnality things. Just like David was sharing. Like, it's great. I mean, everyone shared so wonderfully. And, you know, and this week, you know, I said to Kim, look, you know, we're doing the things for a lot of people. We're spending time. We give our energy and time. I said, we're looking after the grandkids. We're sorting out our own kids. We need time together. I want some time with you. I said, even if it's just once a week, I need that time with you. And because Kim would just plow herself into whatever's going on at the time. If it's the kids, if it's believers or unbelievers that need help, she'd plow her whole energy into it, 100% commitment. And I said, love, we need to make time so that we're blessed, that our relationship is hot. Just like our relationship with God is, we need to be blessed and like-minded. And she said, love, you're right. And so we had a great day out in Bath, as you can see, some of you might have seen the pictures on the Facebook. But everything was about God. God was at the centre of what our conversation. Yeah. God was at the centre of where we was going and why we was going there. And so it was really fantastic time, and we had great fun, great laughing. Yeah. Kim was trying all these different outfits on, and I was saying she looked like a granny and all this kind of stuff. So these things are good, you know. But, you know, I like the wisdom and looking at people's lives. You know, you look at people's life and you can see the fruit. You can see their struggle, and you can see their blessing as well. You know, if you're going to go through some times that you're not going to like, but that's in those times we can either embrace it and then learn to grow from them, or we can run and hide. And a lot of people, unfortunately, run and hide. But when we embrace what's going on, those difficult times, those challenging times, God will grow you and stretch you as you keep looking to him. He'll teach you so many things. And we just got to learn to keep the right attitude in those times. Sometimes we can all lose it, but if we just keep the right attitude of heart and mind with the Father and our expectations on him. You know, if you think there might be an event happening in your life, then you've got your response and the outcome. If you look back at an event, a big event that's happened in your life, you can look at your response and you can understand why you got the outcome. So our response is that when we respond from God, when these challenges come up, when these different situations come up, you know, we can get great outcomes. And this is a part of maturing and growing up, you know. So I've had people talk about me behind my back, and then I find it out through another believer. And now my response is, oh, God love them, they're just not seeing me as Christ, and they're not seeing themselves the same way. Whereas before I would say, how dare they, with a few stronger words, you know. And now I want to be ringing them up and saying, who are you to be talking about me? But, you know, you just kind of let these things go, because they're not important, really. Because you let your light shine, you know. We're to walk in the light as he is in the light. You know, we're all in the light, but whether we're walking in it or not is a different thing. And so our attitude, our responses, our reactions to certain things that happen to us is very important. And if we bring God into the center of that, that is the most important thing. What I want, there was something in my heart I wanted to share. Is in 1 Peter. Because it just showed me the wisdom of God through Peter. Let me just first. I did have it. Just bear with me. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5. And it says, this is Peter's, God working in Peter. And Peter also giving his wisdom with God working in him to the people he's addressing there. It says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight. No, being that example, seeing the need and being the example and feeding what and giving them what they need. Okay, so it says, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not by force. We don't force anyone to do anything, right? But willingly. Not for filthy lucre, material wealth or possessions, money, but of a ready mind. See, my mind is always ready to serve. My mind is always ready to minister. I may not do it perfectly at times. I may go over the top at times, you know, but it's a walk with God that we're all learning and growing. But as long as we're doing it in the love of God, you know, our genuine heart, we're doing it because we really believe what we're saying is right and it's energized by God, then people will benefit. People will see your heart. And then in 1 3 it says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but an example, a tupos to the flock. Okay, the example of the walk of a believer, which is the walk of Jesus Christ, which is the walk of an apostle, these guys that live the word, okay, we can be that example. We're to be an example, we're to be an exact type, and we can be because we've been enabled with the Holy Spirit, and we can walk like Jesus Christ walked. We can walk like Paul walked. We can receive revelation like Paul received revelation. If our hearts are there to receive it, is our faith big enough to receive from God on these things? Can you see? Do we really trust God? And that all comes out of a relationship. Like angels are at work, like Nancy was saying, you know, do you believe that? Well, they are, whether you believe it or not. And it says, and to be an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory which fadeth not away. And then he goes on to give other instructions. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. See, there is some wonderful wisdom that we can take from the scriptures and we can use, right? Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. It always starts with humbleness. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up, promote you, exhort you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He really cares for you. Don't matter where you are in your state or in your mind or what's going on in your life. He cares for you. And he loves you. And he's for you. You are his masterpiece. He's working in you. He sees you successful. He knows what you can be like. And he's trying to communicate that to your heart. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a personal thing. He's after your backside. He wants to try and trip you up, but he's under our feet. But we're still to be wise, right? We're still to be sober. We're still to be sharp. As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. See, God will settle you no matter what you're going through. Just keep your eyes fixed only on God. Keep them looking only on God. And, you know, God is so loving and kind and faithful. And through the years, we've made plenty of mistakes, believe me. But through those mistakes, we've learned. And through the challenges, we've learned. But because we want to keep going, God has kept us going. Because we want to serve, God has opened the doors. And we don't know it all, for sure. Yeah, we don't know it all. I don't think myself as a great man of God. I believe what God has spoken into my life, I will do. And I don't know how that's going to come about. But I know God's going to do it. God is really at work in our lives. And, you know, we don't measure ourselves by each other. We measure ourselves how God sees us and what God says about us. And God is working with you. And he loves you. And you can't go wrong if you just love God, love people, love yourself also. You need to love yourself. And you can do that when you start loving God in your relationship. So God is just faithful, guys. I mean, I really got touched earlier on because when I thought back to that time, we were lost. We didn't have nowhere to go. And sometimes it still feels a little bit like that right now, you know, because it's just getting that direction from the Father. And but I know that direction's coming. It's there. It's already began. It's begin to unfold. And so we encourage people. Like we had David and Attilio call me the other night, and they was asking me something, and I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, they had a suggestion of wanting to do something, and I said, I'm not going to say no. Who am I to say no if God is working that in their heart? And, you know, I was real blessed. So we need to encourage one another, not put each other down if we suggest an idea or something like that, or what are they after? What are they up to? What agenda they got? Are they trying to get it for the money, or they're trying to get it for the glory? You know, that's carnal stuff. You know, we're mature believers. We got the Spirit of God in us, and we need to allow God to direct our hearts and then move with those that are moving with God. So anyway, there were just a lot of different things in my heart from Nancy sharing. It just really kind of brought me back to, you know, just look at your life, just tell your story, look at the great things God has done and is doing and is going to do. So bless your heart.